Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I'm the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Now, please start by getting the first and last name to locate the account, please.
My first name is Dennis. My last name is Menning, M-E-N-N-I-N-G.
Thank you, Mr. Menning. Can you verify your address for me, please?
12 West 15th Street.
Thank you. I do have the account located here. This is for the Test Onyx and Nitro Onyx that was ordered with us on February the 26th, where the shipping and handling of $670 and $745 was paid for each product.
Well, I tell you what, ma'am, I never did order this stuff. And I received a bottle in the mail today, and I don't order this stuff, and I still get it.
Did you place that original order with us back in February where a sample bottle of the Test Onyx and Nitro Onyx was mailed out for you at that shipping and handling price?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because that's the reason why you're still receiving shipments. It's coming from that original order.
I just went in there and looked at all my vitamins and stuff, and there's not another bottle like that in there.
And this original order, again, it was placed on February the 26th, where $670 and $745 was paid for both products. And it did have a trial of 14 days attached with it to try out the Test Onyx and the Nitro Onyx. And when the account didn't get canceled, it does charge the full retail price for both that I'm showing were delivered to your home, which is $91.89 for the Nitro Onyx and $92.90.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't afford stuff like this. If you're going to be charging me this and I'm going to have to pay whatever you charge to, then my regular medicines that my doctor prescribes is not going to be taken and or got, and then my health is really going to go downhill.
Okay. Now, I am showing the previous agent did get the account canceled for you. Now, the charges of the $91.89 and $92.90 are valid charges due to the terms and conditions in the agreement at the time.
How can they be valid when I didn't order the stuff?
Okay. Now, again, is it possible that someone in the household could have placed the original order for these products?
No, ma'am, because I'm the only one in the household.
Okay. Is the Visa card ending in 0876? Does that belong to you?
I have a credit card that's zero, yes.
Okay. And is your email address dennis_menning@yahoo.com?
Yes, but it's not a valid one. It's not good. I can't get into it.
Okay. Well, that is the email address that I have on the account when it was set up. Now, Mr. Menning, we can go ahead and file these charges on the account as being fraudulent because we do take credit card fraud very seriously. But I do want to advise you that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges can result in penalties such as fines. So as long as we are in agreement that you or no one in your household place the original order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraudulent claim for you.
Well, like I say, my wife has been dead for 2 years, and I'm the only one living in this house.
Okay. Well, we can definitely get the fraud process started for you. The first thing that I do have to do is fill out a police report with your local county police department and also fill out a report with the United States Postal Service due to the delivery being sent out to your home. So do you mind if I place you on a brief hold to go ahead and take care of that for you?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Menning, as far as the charges that's billed to the account, have you disputed these with your bank or your credit card company?
Well, I don't get my statement on a credit card, but once a month. And my last, I think there was some kind of charge on there, but I didn't even do anything about it. But I want this thing stopped. I do not want these pills. Like I said, I am on a very limited income.
Okay. I just wanted to verify that these charges weren't under dispute, so that way we can go ahead and handle everything for you so we can get the account refunded. I'm going to place you back on a brief hold, Mr. Renning, to go ahead and finish taking care of the account for you, okay?
All right.
And just checking in with you, just to let you know, I'm still working on everything for you, okay?
Now, I have to contact the county sheriff or what?
No, sir, this is all the information that I'm doing for you.
All right, okay.
Yeah, once we take care of everything, you don't have to do anything additional, okay? And I'm almost done getting everything worked up for you. All right, Mr. Minning, I do appreciate your patience. I was able to go ahead and get 6 refunds issued back to your Visa card. Those 6 refunds are for $670, $745, 2 refunds of $91.89, and 2 refunds of $92.90. It may take those refunds about 3 to 5 business days to be returned back to your card, okay?
I appreciate it. I really do, because look, and when I got this thing and I opened it up and seen what it was, my temper went through the roof.
That's understandable. But I do apologize about everything that happened. I'm not sure what happened, but they'll do their further investigation and take care of that. Is there anything
okay.
else that I can help you with?
Then I want my credit card and everything taken off of your company.
Yes, sir, and I did take care of that for you, but I did have to. The only thing that I have as far as your credit card information is just the last 4 digits. We don't keep any of your or store
okay.
anything on file for you. Again, the account is canceled.
I would appreciate if you take those 4 digits off and don't send me no more of this shit. I can't, like I told you, I get Social Security and a retirement. Mm-hmm. And when I get done paying for my bills and my medicine and everything, I got $138 left over for a whole month.
Well, we got you all taken care of, Mr. Renning, and I assure you, you don't have to worry about any charges coming from our company, okay?
Okay. What do you want me to do with this bottle you sent me?
What you have, you're welcome to keep it, or you can dispose of it. We don't have a return policy, and that is just due to health and
safety. Well, I ain't gonna use them. I'm a pretty muscular person anyway. I don't need muscle standout or whatever it said on that bottle.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to toss them or donate them to someone that you think's willing to try them.
Okay. All right. Just as long as you got everything fixed up and I won't receive any more charges, you're going to take them other charges off and don't send me no more stuff.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I do want to thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
Well, I just hope this don't happen to a lot of other people because it took me forever to find that phone number on that bottle because it's so small. I had to go get a magnifying glass just to read it.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't have to worry about anything else upcoming from this account because I made sure that I got you taken care of.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Manning, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a good night.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.